Always looking forward to the weekend because we got big stuff going on this weekend, including our rally, the Battleborn Rally. I'm just going to call it the Battleborn Rally to Save Nevada. If you're going to participate, remember the gathering is starting at 11 o'clock, big parking lot on Carson Street in Carson City. Right there at the shopping center where Sportsman's and Red's and all those other businesses are. So, you know what? Come on down. And when you do, think about your friends and neighbors and bring something out of the pantry that you can share so we can make sure that Fish's Friends and Service Helping, by the way, in Carson City, that we can make sure that their shelves are stocked. More people that have never, never gone to a food bank before are in need of help. And we want to make sure that those people get the help that they need. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, diving into everything that happens here in Northern Nevada because everybody is so concerned about the virus. You know, out of 9/11, when we were attacked on American soil by terrorists, thousands of lives lost, we got the Patriot Act, we got the TSA, both things, just a bunch of government control. What do you think we're going to get out of this? What are you saying to yourself or asking yourself? A virus has shut down this country, and you have whiners like Cuomo and Blasio. What we should be asking is, why did the previous administration not have us prepared for a pandemic like this? This isn't Trump's fault. This is the administrator of every single hospital, the governor of every single state, their team of specialists for every single state, every single city, every single county. Why were hospitals not prepared with PPEs? Why were they not prepared for any such outbreak? Just a thought. Could it be because all of our money goes someplace else and has to be put someplace else? And they just keep juggling. They just keep juggling the money, robbing Peter to pay Paul. You've heard his name before if you've ever listened to this show, and I rely on him for a lot of great information, and that is Jeff Church. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in and diving into just a little bit about PERS, the Public Employee Retirement System. Are you staying safe and sane today?
I am, and I will be at the rally, but I don't think we're going to see any elected officials there. They'll be hiding under rocks.
Oh, as usual, as usual. Unless the AG comes out of hiding and says, no, arrest all these people, you're in violation. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe that could bring him out of hiding.
I'll be there in my 67 police car, so I'll be easy to spot.
Nice. Make sure you bring me some canned food for Fish as well, or peanut butter or anything like that. So, Jeff, let's talk about the Public Employees Retirement System. who does this actually work for? First off, explain that. Who pays in and who gets money out of PERS?
Good question, and there's a lot of misconceptions. It's not the cities or the counties that are part of PERS. It's run by the state, but the cities pay into it, and they pay an exorbitant amount, and it can basically never go bankrupt because they keep raising the rate that the cities and counties have to contribute. And it's pretty incredible. It's 42.5% for police and fire. That means that a firefighter that makes $100,000 in base pay, the city or county has to come up with $42,500. And a lot of those firefighters make more than that. So it's going to bankrupt the state. It's going to bankrupt the cities. It's not sustainable. And this is amazing, Monica. It's based on a 7.5% return on your investment. In other words, tell me where I can make 7% at a bank, and I'm in, because it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past, and this is where I usually get jumped on because it's oversimplifying something, and that is we talk about a lot of overtime. We talk about overtime for the police, for the fire departments, and the exorbitant amount of money that these people are getting from that. And then I usually flippantly say, why aren't we hiring more people? Because, you know, it seems like the money is there. But then you have to put PERS into it, and it doesn't work out that way. Explain that.
Yeah, good point. It's a catch-22. It's actually probably better to pay overtime to an employee who's already trained, made it through the police academy or fire academy. You know they're a hard worker. They don't go filing claims and taking off. So rather than paying a new employee with the PERS and all the lifetime medical benefits and everything else, it probably is financially better to pay time and a half to an employee. And the good news is that's not reported on PERS. So I will play defense on that issue.
Okay, but what does that do for the community when you don't have enough officers and firefighters to go around? You've got, you know, you've got shuttered fire stations. You've got an overwhelmed law enforcement that hasn't seen an increase in the numbers since, what, the 80s?
1989, yeah, you're right. And that's a good point. And that's more an issue of how the pay has gotten out of proportion, that a firefighter can make $400,000 a year in Reno, which is what happened last year. That's outrageous. That's the problem. And then, you know, that affects the retirement. We have people, firefighters, making $200,000 a year in retirement. And that's got to be addressed. There needs to be some kind of a cap on that. That's outrageous.
How are they getting that type of money, though? Is it the union that just says we're going to shut everything down, or is it the city council and the county commissioners that say, okay, we'll pay it, it's not our money?
Well, exactly. And remember, the unions hire the city council. They donate to campaigns, they go door to door, they put up the big billboards, and then they get their elected people on the council or the commission, and then they get the big pay raises. Nobody cares about the taxpayer. There's nobody looking out for you or me.
So just so you know, all of these numbers can be verified and looked at Transparent Nevada. It's the most amazing website. And they just put the numbers out there. It's not bias in any way. It's just their base pay, their overtime, their benefits. It's just all listed there for you of every single city, county, state employee, from the superintendents to the officers. I mean, it's incredible to look at.
And you're right, Monica, and it's the benefits that are going to bankrupt the cities. For example, Reno, for the most part, gives lifetime medical care to police and fire, and it's matched 50-50, but it's not sustainable. It's not funded. And think about life expectancy now. I'm one of those PERS people, and I don't plan on dying, you know, in the near future. I'm going to live to be 100 and get every penny I can. So, you know, it's not sustainable with the life expectancy. You have people retiring at age 50. You know, so the system is broken, and we got to fix it.
Jeff, here's the tough question, though. How do you fix it?
Good question. Number one, elect good people that are fiscally responsible. It may take a takeover of the city of Reno by the state. There's no such thing as bankruptcy. It becomes a state takeover. And it's never happened, basically,
yeah,
in Nevada.
The state is in the same boat.
Yeah, you're right. But they could come in and cut the contract. And by the way, the city could do that right now, any city or county, under the emergency declaration. They could stop all this runaway overtime, et cetera. But that's what it might take. Or my joke is lawyers, guns, and money. We don't need the guns, but lawyers and money to sue over what's called the public safety doctrine, to say, look, nobody's looking out for us, Your Honor. We need you to void this labor contract.
Wait a minute here, Jeff. Take this back a minute. So with the emergency declaration that we're in right now, the city of Reno could actually nullify the contracts?
Absolutely. NRS 288-150, they simply say, no four-person crews. You're going to be like Sparks and everybody else, three-person crews, and that'll save a boatload of money. And with that money, we reopen the two closed fire stations that you talked about. And any city or county can do it for the duration of the emergency. They can stop the retirement buyouts that are outrageous. They can cut pay 10%. Imagine that poor guy making $400,000 a year getting a $40,000 pay cut. I feel so sorry.
Please, whatever you need to do, log on to RenoTaxRevolt.com. Check in with Jeff, and we need to make this happen. We need to be getting people to call their city council people and the mayor, emailing them. Do whatever kind of contact you can with them and say this needs to happen. This is the time for the mayor, who just loves this city, who is bankrupting it, to take a stand and actually show that she does love the people of this city and make it happen. I mean, so many things could be done. Jeff, I could just spend hours and hours upon hours with you. And thank you once again for running for the Washoe County School Board. How can people find you and find out more about what you're doing? And if they have questions about PERS and how we could actually do a take back, what's the info?
Get a hold of me, RenoTaxRevolt.com, RenoTaxRevolt.com. I'm happy. I always respond to anybody that writes in. I did have some from your last episode, so anytime.
Thank you so much for all you do. And remember, Jeff could be out there in retirement, enjoying fishing, being with his family, doing whatever. But he works for you, the Reno taxpayer. He works for all of us now. Thank you, Jeff, so much for all you do. And we'll talk to you again real soon. 884-9910. You got a question, you got a concern, you got a comment. It's your show. What are you waiting for? 884-9910. We'll be back with Mike, who's already on the line waiting to get that information out. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the emails, the texts. Remember that 884-9910 is also our text line here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, check in with Michael about city contracts. Hi, Michael.
Hi there. I really was as excited as you about what Jeff just had to say about the possibility to terminate those contracts and that. My concern is that if it does go to the state, we have a governor and a legislature that in the last session went ahead and gave numerous state agencies the ability to go ahead and collect a bargain, which they hadn't had previously. So I don't see him being willing, if it goes to the state, to go ahead and terminate contracts that are collectively bargained.
You know he won't. I mean, we're run by by a Democrat state right now and a Democrat city. But if we get people calling in and emailing and get the, you know, the ruckus going that this can happen and educate people that, you know, Hillary Sheevy could have done this, the city could have done this, and that she didn't, when all of this chaos is going on around us, people losing jobs, you know, the actual working community outside of any state or city employment or county employment, those people are taking huge pay cuts. They're losing their jobs altogether. They're losing their savings, their retirements. Why shouldn't the people that we pay their salaries be doing the same? And I think that is just going to be, in an election year, even more, you know, as a, okay, so I'm petty, a finger point said, hey, you could have done this, but you didn't. Same thing with Governor Sisolak. You could have done this, but you didn't. It was more important for you to take care of these peoples, the unions who, you know, help you get reelected, than take care of the actual working class of Nevada.
No, couldn't agree more. And the thing of it is that even if they didn't completely move away from the collective bargaining agreement, they would have the opportunity to go ahead and change some of the language if the union would be willing to come to the table for these people. I don't know on the fire department side, for example, if they get their pension paid for every hour they work, or if it's only for up to whatever their weekly shift is, if it's they get paid basically on 40 hours. I'm in a collective bargaining agreement that it doesn't matter how many hours I work in a week. They only pay 40 hours a week towards your pension, and that's it. It's capped.
Yeah. Well, and then somebody said something about it's also based on your highest year of pay when you actually retire. So does that highest year of pay also include all of those overtime benefits and, you know, or all that overtime and everything like that? So too many people are getting too sweet of a deal, Michael, on the backs of taxpayers.
Agreed. You know, the fire department is probably the best at playing the game.
Yeah.
You call in sick on your day's work and somebody takes your shift and they get overtime for that shift. And then you come back and you work their shift a day or two later and you get overtime for that. And it's just an abuse.
Yeah, it is an abuse. I've gotten many emails from retired bat chiefs that say, yeah, people do this. Hey, they've got, you know, they're scheduled to work, but it's the kid's birthday, so we'll just switch, no problem. You know, they work it out with their friends and the people they work with, and hey, it's all good and everybody gets extra money. So it just has to be, a light just has to be shown on all of the abuse. And I mean, God knows we love our firefighters and we love our law enforcement, but not to the point of bankrupting all of us. So, Michael, well, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just want to say thank you very much for the platform and the ability to talk about this.
Oh, you are so welcome. And thank you for talking about it. That's what we need more people doing. When you hear about the abuses, you have to share. I have a lady that I want to have on so badly. I'm not going to use her name right now, but she works for a very important office in the state of Nevada. I so want to tell you what it is, but I, you know, without her permission, I can't do it. It has something to do with health, though. And the abuses that she sees on a daily basis, these have to be brought to light. The people who are running the different departments, who have no education, who have no experience, who only got their jobs because of who they know. I love Bruce Breslow. I love Bruce Breslow, but why was he in charge of the nuclear department of Nevada? It's all in who you elect. People don't ask the hard questions when we are in this time of a primary election, moving forward for a mail-in vote in June, this should be the time right now that all media organizations are focused on candidates and who's running against whom, and it doesn't happen. All they want to continue to do is spread fear and panic. That's why I keep having the people who want to run, who want your vote, who will actually work for your vote. But the hard part for them is you don't know their names. It's the people that have been continuously in office. You know their names, and they're playing on that to get reelected, elected to another office. Like PK O'Neill coming back, running for office. Remember that commerce tax we're all screaming about, that how the governor Sandoval wanted it? And so he got the Republicans in on it, even though the people of Nevada voted it down, Democrats and Republicans alike. They went against the people. Well, O'Neill thinks that you forgot about that. So he thinks he can get back in. Don't let people forget. Keep talking. Keep your voice heard, and you can get it heard here, both sides, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go?
Oh, where did we go? Where did the time go? Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. All right. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I was hoping to get Christy Scott on or somebody else that can give us the 411. I just got a press release at Monica at 991FMTalk.com talking about how Douglas County has now shut down their range. They're going to be doing some improvements, I guess, while all this is going on. But the Carson Range, also some new information on that, not being highlighted. So we need to go over that. And for all those who were concerned about the entertainment venue, who were fighting that big controversy there going on over at MontBleu, putting in that event center that, well, all the people of Douglas County are going to pay for. It passed. So, again, stop talking about coronavirus, Chinese Wuhan lab virus, and start talking about what's going on in the community. Also, if you log on to 991fmtalk.com, should Nevada elections include ballot harvesting? We are being sued by an ex-Clinton lawyer saying that this is disenfranchising people if they can't have their ballot harvested. This is how fraud happens and makes it easier. I mean, there are professional fraudsters out there. Sorry. Just the way it is. So far, for all of the people participating in the poll right now, 100% no. We should not have ballot harvesting. But when lawyers threaten to sue, we've seen our elected representatives usually just cave in. So make sure you're on the phone, you're on the emails. Get the word out. We are not going to stand for this. And it really sucks, too, because I received an email from, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. But it was about, I had mentioned, contacting the governor. Well, it looks as though if you do not agree with the governor, if you go to certain email sites for him, there's no place for you to comment. If you agree on what he's doing, there's a place for you to comment. If you don't agree, then there is no place. You know, it just, this is all so messed up. Just do what you can. If you can't get the email directly to Sisolak, get it to the lieutenant governor. Get it to your elected representative. And don't just wait for the response. Yes, we're working diligently to try and, you know, fix the issues. Reply to them and ask them what they are doing. What are you doing about it? Because I want to hold you responsible. Speaking of holding people responsible, including countries, numerous sources bringing out, whether it be Business Today or Newsweek or all those reputable, you know, reporting agencies out there that are usually leaning Democrat, leaning liberal. A lot of people filing lawsuits against China. Because it turned out it wasn't a conspiracy. It turned out some bad handling in a Chinese lab, the Wuhan lab. And it got passed out from there. We're going to blame it on the wet market. Oh, it came from a bat, but it didn't come from the bat at the wet market. It came from the bats they're playing with. But I don't mind being shouted down and criticized for saying stuff like that back in, you know, February. I'm okay with it. I just keep plugging away. Just so you know, so you can see our future. Oregon, another liberally run state. Oregon's PERS benefit plan is $8 billion in debt. That came in the form of a text at 884-9910. Thank you so much for that information. These are all things that you can look up for yourself. Except you don't, because you wait for that reliable media to put it out there for you. You know, I'm not media. I'm not a reporter. I'm just trying to give you a heads up on what's going on in this country, that even if it wasn't a virus, I mean, seriously, people, a virus has shut down this country. We didn't see that with the SARS virus. H1N1, sorry, I have dyslexia, please forgive me. Didn't see it for all the other viruses, all the other flus. But for this one, at this time and place, we are seeing it. And we don't want to stand for it anymore. There's not going to be any violence. There's not going to be any rage. There's only going to be love and supporting your friends, your family, your neighbors. But remember this, please. Come to the rally, the Battleborn rally that is being held tomorrow in Carson City on South Carson. I call it Main Street, South Carson side. Right there in the big old parking lot. You know, you got Dutch Brothers and, you know, grab yourself a cocoa while you're there. Probably be a long day, but you know what? It's to point out the hypocrisy of a governor picking and choosing, a Democrat governor, just like so many, picking and choosing who stays open and who gets closed, who gets fined and who doesn't. So while you're at the rally, which starts at 10 a.m. at the Summit Mall here in Reno because there's going to be a caravan driving to Carson City to show your support for reopening businesses here in Northern Nevada. I couldn't care less about the people in Southern Nevada. I know it works for our economy, but I'm talking about the people in Northern Nevada where we have not seen that many cases of CVD-19. No cases in Story County. But the cases, the deaths we've seen, tragic deaths here in Northern Nevada, but not that many to shut down an entire economy and to throw people into just an incredibly desperate situation that we won't experience, but people are experiencing, and a lot of people listening to this show experiencing. I'm not going to downplay anybody's reaction or situation to this. But while you're there at that rally with the signs of hope and encouragement and, well, calling people out, just have a sign. Have your sign, have your banner say what you're thinking. And know that just a little bit down the road, once all is said and done, or even beforehand, Fight for Nevada is collecting signatures to recall Governor Sisolak for all of his atrocities. Now, they are there every day, weather pending, 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 6 p.m., Sundays, 10:30 to 4:30. I get people asking me all the time, where can I just go sign? Where can I go sign? You know what? Get out in your car and enjoy the ride from being sheltered for so long. Because they have the petitions for Douglas, Carson City, Washoe County, and Lyon counties. So take a short drive. Let's make Saturday a day to remember. Because Sunday, April 19th, is also a day to remember. April 19th, back in 1775, was the start of the American Revolution. And let's pray that elected representatives start paying attention to that so that never happens again. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Gail. Wants to talk about reopening businesses. Hi, Gail.
Hi. Okay, business individuals, they start their own business, keep it going. They know how to manage. Why can they not have a say in saying, I can responsibly open my business and operate it? Example, my hairstylist. The salon has four separate rooms. You could have one stylist per room, one client. Okay, you're done with one client, then you know, she leaves clean, as they always do.
Yeah,
and then
they're regulated, heavily regulated. They are mandated to do that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, restaurants, any business owner, I don't care who, if it, this month being shut down hasn't injured them horribly financially, but why do they not have a say? Who says Sisolak is king?
Constitution.
I have signed a petition to recall him, by the way.
I got a little joked up there. Constitution. He's the elected representative of the state. Unfortunately, we're in the situation where it's, you know, he made the call just like all the other governors. And it sucks. But this is why we have to pay attention so much to elections. And Gail, you're 100% right, because a lot of these eateries, the hairstylists, they live paycheck to paycheck, just like a lot of working people, and they're heavily regulated by the state, especially when it comes to, you know, sterilization and making sure everything is clean and disinfected. And you know what really gets me, Gail, is people pay people off. you know, restaurants aren't as clean in some aspects as you'd like them to be because people look the other way. People get sick in restaurants. They get norovirus. They never say anything. And those businesses stay open. And it hurts everybody to when something like this comes about. But Gail, it's just, it goes back to the elected representatives from the governor all the way down to, I don't know who's elected the, what's like the lowest office for election. I don't know. But these are all people making decisions that directly affect you and me.
You spoke earlier, you know, it's the CEO of the hospitals. I mean, this is an absolute learning curve here. And then to the mayor to make sure everything is supplied, has enough supplies. It doesn't, they don't suddenly stand and wring their hands and say, you know, oh, we don't have enough of this. It's their job to make sure they are able to take care of any emergency.
Well, and Gail, you have to follow the numbers too, like that, when hospitals are saying they're so overwhelmed and everybody's so overworked. We don't have the numbers. If 32 people that are hospitalized in what we have, four hospitals here, if that can overwhelm a system, we have more serious problems than that. I mean, this is just, it's a numbers game, and we're being lied to. So, Gail, thank you so much for your support. I hope I see you tomorrow. I hope I see as many people as we can tomorrow. We don't want to cause inconvenience and clog roads, but you know what? Your voice has to be heard. We're all being inconvenienced. And if that means a little inconvenience on the road as well, it gives you an opportunity to send a message, gives you an opportunity to sign that recall petition, then so be it. We'll be back with Christy Scott right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm going to speak quickly here because I still want to have a little bit of time for Christy Scott, but I just got this text from somebody at 884-9910 here on the Monica J Show. You seem to be putting a monetary price on lives. Obviously, you have not lost a loved one. A big screw you to 530-416-06. No, I'm not going to give the whole number out, but you know what? I have lost loved ones. I lost a very sweet woman on Sunday. And you know what I take away from the 16 people that have died here in Washoe County over the past 4 months? More people have died from that in everyday causes. And guess what? The people that we have lost in that moment when you want to be with them the most to give that last goodbye, because of the bull squat that is going on right now to whoever you are that texted this to me, their loved ones have not been allowed to be with them because of somebody else making the choice. So once again, screw you and don't ever listen to my show again, because it's people like you that let the atrocities like this continue to go on. Speaking of atrocities, Christy Scott from Battleborn Firearm and Ammunition joining us right now. Christy, sorry I cut into your time here, but you know, you're getting a big, you know, screw off to you too because of the city of Carson.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the city has basically told me screw you for the last 2 years. They could care less about small business. Jason Woodbury will never get my vote again. I think I sent you the opinion article that he sent. The governor has not closed shooting ranges. This is not recreation. We're just trying to train our people. So, you know what? Screw you, Carson City. I have an attorney that's willing to take my case.
Well,
so we will see where this range
is. I'm so glad that you have an attorney. And guess what? Douglas County just shut down. In the whole guise, they just shut down their shooting facility in the guise of, we're going to be doing some long-needed maintenance.
Yeah. Well, you know what? My vote is going to mean something, and I may not be running for office, but I will tell you what. The people that are going to get my vote are the people that support small business, the people that don't give false hope and fake answers. I'm so infuriated with the city right now, and everybody that is in that supervisor's board, not one of them's getting my vote. I don't care who it is.
Well, and
now,
hopefully
one of those
they
existing
won't,
people.
And hopefully they won't be getting your vote to move on to mayor as well, because
nope,
that's what
because
people are looking at.
Absolutely, because you know what? This happened on their watch.
Yeah, and it was allowed to happen.
This happened and continued on their watch. And I'm done, Monica. I've got a little bit of extra stashed away for some things. My husband and I had a long chat last night. It was a choice between a new computer for me at work that I really need, a really nice one, or getting an attorney. And guess what I picked?
God bless
you. Screw you, Carson City.
All right, Christy, I got to let you go, but thank you for... No, I'm not letting you go because of that. That was absolutely perfect. If I can say it three times, then you can say it four times. That's the way this works. I love all of you, and I want you to have a better and prosperous life and feel the love that you deserve. We'll see you in Carson City. Bring some food for your friends and neighbors as well. We'll collect that for Fish. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, I'll see you there with 92.3 and 99.1. Mwah.